raccoon can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill, and the Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And, of course, you can use the hashtag Mighty House. And if you go to Mighty House team page, just go to MightyHouse.net, and you'll find a lot of great companies on there to help you out around the house. And you can also give us a call at 847-475-1590. That's 847-475-1590. And you have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And joining us now, special guest walked down the street, Mike from
just man off the street. Down the street.
Yeah, he just walked in.
This guy off the street, Mike.
We snagged him off the street, and you're from Action Ozone, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
What does Action Ozone do?
Well, today what we're doing is we're working right down the block from the studio here, and we're going to get ready to eliminate a massive odor, a house that is in rehab that had 100 cats.
No!
100 cats. Honest to God, the lady says 100 cats. They saved 98.
Wow.
They saved 98 of them. However, they almost couldn't save the house until they got a hold of me.
See?
And we are going to get that odor out of that house.
I got an email, and I said, here's the guy you need to talk to.
Yep.
And
yep.
I hooked up Mike with these people.
Wait, somebody emailed you?
Yep.
And because they were like the real estate?
No, yeah, they just said, this house is destroyed. What can we do? Yeah. Sent Mike over there. Mike's going to solve the problem. And so are you're setting up your equipment today?
Yes, and it's going to run a whole week, maybe more. We'll see. But after a week, we'll have, if not the whole thing done, a very serious dent in the.
Okay, go ahead, Rich.
It's funny because, you know, Ron, I'm coming up next week, and so I'll be in the studio, and Ron says, yeah, we'll just take a walk down the street. Mike's going to be ozonating a house. So then you're walking in today and you're setting up, and I'm like, why would you be ozonating a house for, you know, 7-8 days? That's 100 cats, I get it.
100 cats, yeah.
But does it matter? I mean, if it was a brand new house that had that smell, does that time change? This is an older home. It's probably extremely leaky, I would guess. So then you're going to have to run your equipment longer to make up for that leakage of the house. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. So any breaches that we can actually see and find, we're just going to tape them up, put some plastic up or whatnot. But we do want to contain as much of a high concentration of that ozone as possible. So it's we've done it in older homes, too, before. We've done, I don't know how many. I had one about 6 months ago on the north side of Chicago that was an unknown number of cats. But nonetheless, it was you could smell it at the street. You could and with the doors of the house closed, you could smell it at the street. And we got that done. That only took a week. That was great. This one, I don't know how long it's going to take. We're thinking it should be a good week, but...
Well, I guess you have a choice of ripping out all the floors or tearing down the house. Because
it's like almost like smoke damage. It just gets in everywhere. So back up a question now. Like ozone is O3, right?
Right.
And how does that actually destroy odor?
The ozone molecule is 3 oxygens, and it's a hyper molecule, they call it. So oxygen, what we breathe, is a calm molecule. It's just 2 oxygen, and they're happy together. Well, 3 oxygen don't like to be together, so they're like the Tasmanian devil. And as they're traveling through the air, they're just anything they come in contact with that's a contaminant, or even a live organism, it's destroying it molecule to molecule. That's how it works.
And is this the same one? Like, if you go down to the store and you buy an ozone machine, is that the same thing that you've got?
No. Mine are a proprietary design of an ultraviolet generated ozone. And you really can't get those at the rental shops. There's very few resources online to get them. but they put out an extremely high concentration. Each machine puts out above 20 parts per million, although it depends on how fresh the lamps are, up to 50 parts per million. And then when you have enough of them in a sequence, in a space, you can manifest up to 200 parts per million.
Wow. So is this something?
It doesn't even, and actually doesn't even sound like that much. It really, you know, 200 parts per million max or whatever, you would think that's nothing. But yet, you can't be in the house with this going.
Right, right. And that's what separates us from a lot of the, especially the household ozonators, where they're only allowed to put 0.1 part per million into a living space. And those really don't, they're not effective because that's not enough ozone. And here we are putting upwards of 200 times that amount or more. And then for, you know, a usual, a typical job is maybe 16 to 24 hours when we're doing mold or a cigarette smoke, a fire smoke is 36 hours, but we got 100 cats to deal with this time. So, and they've destroyed this house top to bottom.
Wow.
Yeah.
So does that mean, do you still have to take down all the drywall and the plaster and take out all the insulation, or
no,
can you leave all that in?
We're leaving it all in. We're saving as much of the material as possible. They're getting out any contents. It's pretty much empty right now. They've got a few more contents they were getting out this week, and then I told them any of the linoleum floors, any of the flooring that's coming up, just get it out. It'll make it easier. The ozone will, over the time, will be able to saturate through all the pores. You know, some of the porous, like wood that's still in the house, the flooring, it'll get in there. It'll get it.
Okay. So here's what I want to try and do next week. We've got this, and this, the beauty of this station is we've got this equipment we can put on our phone. We can broadcast live using our cell phone. Rich is going to be up here.
Okay.
So we're going to make Rich the man on the street next week and send him down the street with you, hopefully.
Yeah.
And do a job site visit.
Awesome, yeah.
And then can we do that on Facebook Live then too?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll work it out. Yeah.
Okay, now to go in there, you're going to have to air out the building before we go in?
Right, right.
So or is he going to have to put on a mask, an oxygen mask, and go in?
I'll be doing that. I have to do that. No,
you
seriously.
Have to
I have
that.
A full-face respirator. It's
uh-huh.
similar to what the firemen wear, except it's not a tank on the back. It's big honking respirators on
okay.
the side that convert the ozone back to oxygen. So I got to go in, turn off all the machines, open up doors and windows, and then once that's done, we're in. It's only 15, 20 minutes, and it'll be aired out.
I'm not right. going in.
No? You're
no,
not going
it's
in?
Like when you came in last week and started spraying carbon monoxide in here. Yeah, he comes in with cans,
yeah.
and he's like,
yeah.
we're going to test the carbon monoxide yeah. monitors. And he starts spraying it in here. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going in that house.
Okay. But I thought that might be a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's a good way to test this equipment now. We can go try this.
Yeah.
We'll walk down the street and check out your job site and just see how it's all working and maybe go over all that stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think it'd be cool. So you can take care of smells and molds. What kind of stuff does this ozone thing do?
That's what it does. It kills any living organism and in the right quantities, even humans. It could even kill bugs and pests, but we try to stay away from the whole pest control world because we're not pest control. We could kill all your bugs, but
yeah.
if they're wherever they're coming from, they're going to come right back in.
They're going to come back
you
in.
Know, so.
And mice?
Mice, yep.
So if there's a mice infestation, you'll be able to take care of that, too?
Well, and we run into this sometimes. We do people's houses. They get mold in their house, or they just want to sanitize. We do just basic sanitizers for people. We also do if somebody is immunocompromised, like somebody recovering from cancer treatments or whatever, we'll sanitize their house, neutralize, and kill everything in the house. Unfortunately, sometimes we got to go back and kill the odor from the mice that we killed that are in the walls. So that sometimes happens, yeah.
Wow.
Is that a disclaimer on your proposal?
yeah.
No, not yet.
That makes sense.
But it does happen, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Mike, and you're from
Action Ozone. Yep.
And you service the entire Chicagoland area?
Everywhere from Bourbonnais to Wisconsin and into Valparaiso and out to Dixon.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so and you'll take care of it. So
yep.
I think it's the service you provide is a unique option versus just ripping everything out. You know, if you had a mold infestation, you got to rip all that out. You're tearing it out. Action Ozone can come in and take care of this and solve the problem. You eliminate the water coming in. It eliminates the mold. You clean up the mold, and you can save thousands and thousands of dollars using
right.
your system. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
So
yep.
that's pretty cool. All right, and is there a website?
ActionOzone.com.
Action. Yep. Oh, that's it? That
How
easy?
Convenient.
It's that easy.
Okay. What if somebody's calling from out of state? I don't know, say like Ohio. Can you help somebody out?
Well, funny that you bring that up. We just had one because luckily I have a counterpart in Ohio. that we were able to help a colleague connect with somebody for a mold problem in Ohio. They had a big building. They were only using a quarter of the building and shut the utilities off for the rest of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, meanwhile, when you have no air control, no airflow control or temperature controls for several years, you're going to have a mold problem.
Yeah.
So we had a consultation on the phone, and then I connected her up with the people that I work with in Ohio.
Excellent. Yeah. So even if you're from out of state, give Mike a call.
Absolutely.
He might be able to hook you up with somebody and get you squared away.
And I've traveled to Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Asheville, North Carolina, Orlando, Florida, Paducah, Tennessee.
When you were in Asheville, Kentucky. Asheville or Nashville?
Asheville.
Did you go to 12 Bones?
I did not.
I'll
have to go
we had the
there
chefs on a couple years ago. You got to go
all right,
there.
We'll be back right after this. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Well, the job was going smoothly. Two more days and we'd be done. We came in right on budget. Man, this job was so much fun. But I knew the fun was over when the client said, "Hey, son, my wife and I've been talking. There's some changes we need done. That sink's just what we asked for, but my wife thinks we need two. So cut another hole in the counter, boy, should be an easy thing to do. I know we asked for stainless, but we prefer that it be white. The oven's on the left now, could you put it on the right? Why can't you
make up your mind?
We did everything you said you've got to
make up your mind.
I can't read what's in your head. Well, I'm a running out of patience. I'm a running out of time. And you're running out of money, cause you can't make up your mind. Blue pastel, oyster shell, pink and Kelly green.
These just aren't the colors I saw in the magazine.
What's wrong? It took so long. Seems like that to me.
Can't you do it in a week?
Like Ty does on TV.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
I can read what's in your head. I'm running out of patience, and I'm running out of time, and you're running out of money because you can't make up your mind. Big pile, wood tile, what goes on the floor?
If I bought it at the store.
Yep.
Last straw, final draw, time to say goodbye. I wish you all the best of luck, and the next time, just call Ty.
He's hot.
Make up your mind.
Oh, Ty, don't pick up that phone.
Make up your mind.
You're going to need to send these people away for about a year.
Make up your mind.
I'm so glad this job is over.
Make up your mind.
I feel 25 years older.
Make up your mind.
So I just wanted to mention, you gave a little promo there for Mr. Floor. We had Mr. Floor here.
Yeah.
And we forgot to mention a discount code on all their floor cleaner.
Oh, is it?
Yes, WCGO.
WCGO. So go at MrFloor.com, scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a link for all their cleaning products. They've got cleaning products for the countertops, your stone countertops, your vinyl flooring, your wood flooring. If there's a flat surface that needs to be cleaned, they have a cleaning product for you. And go to MrFloor.com, scroll to the bottom. You'll see the cleaning products there. Click on the buy it now, and then your promo code is WCGO for the Mighty House discount, I'm assuming, yes?
Correct.
Correcto mundo. All right, fine. Okay, so now, knob and tube. We're going to talk about knob and tube, right?
Oh, yeah.
We got some show and tell. You ready, Robbie?
Is she going to be your camera person?
I think so.
Hold on. I'm not ready.
No, you're not ready?
All right. Well, while she's getting ready,
yeah.
The building commissioner for the city of Chicago, you know, Judy.
Yes.
Judy Friedland.
Yes.
Anyway, she just put out a memo yesterday saying that they have now reduced the time and cost for rehab permits and stuff because they're trying to generate more stuff.
Right.
But they had 3,244 permits in January,
alone.
Which is 222 more than January
yes.
of 2016.
Yes.
So very good stuff. Moving
yeah.
along.
They're trying to make it easier to do. I still take issue with what they're doing. The thing, I sent them an email to see if we can get them on the air. They're going to have a thing for contractors called self-certification, which
I think that's for architects.
No, they already have it for the architects. Is already done. You can self-certify as an architect, and then that takes care of your plan review. So,
right.
But now I think what they're starting is a self-certification for contractors.
That's not good.
You have to go take a class, and then they're going to have a way of doing that. But I wanted to get them on the air here. So I sent them an email to see if I could get them on and get that scheduled because I want to find out.
Because I used to use self-certified architects because it made life much easier.
Oh, yeah. But would you use a self-certifying contractor?
If I was the contractor.
Because
I do trust me. And I'd use you because I trust you.
Right.
But some of the other guys I know, not so much.
Exactly. So I just found that interesting. And so
I read that paragraph, but I assume that meant for architects.
No.
It doesn't say for you know, contractors.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe that's what this for. Cause self-certification.
Okay, well, hang on. There was a link there. Go ahead with what you're doing.
Okay. Are we ready to do our knob and tube?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what is knob and tube wiring? And we'll do that. We're going to do Facebook Live with that. Let's see. Let's switch this over there and hit go. And you have to hold it this way. You can't hold it that way. It doesn't work otherwise. Okay? Mm-hmm. Are we ready? Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about knob and tube. We posted a picture this week on Facebook making a joke about knob and tube wiring, and then we had some people post on there saying, okay, we've got knob and tube wiring in my house. How do I deal with it? So obviously the first answer is you tear it all out and you replace it all with conduit, at least if you're in your Chicagoland area, or you can use the white extension cords that Rich uses in Florida and the rest of the country. You rewire the entire house. That's the perfect scenario. The reality is that can get expensive because you're replacing baseboards and casings and plaster, and you're busting a lot of holes in the walls. So mm-hmm. what knob and tube is here's your this is your knob right here. This gets nailed. That gets nailed into the stud or into a floor joist, and you can see how that separates. And you run your wire through there, and you nail it down, and now your wire is going through that knob. So now that wire is that's all that holds it. This insulator holds that wire.
So this isn't all chipped. That's supposed to be like
that? Yeah, correct. It is. It's supposed to, that way the wire can pass through that spot, and it holds it in place. Or sometimes they'll actually wrap it around. If they're going to go this direction and then turn and go this way, they'll wrap it around and then turn and go another direction. Now, when you have to pass through a framing member like a floor joist or a stud, you have a tube, and this tube, you can see it's actually a tube. So you would drill a hole, you slide the tube in there, and now the wire can pass through that tube, and it protects it from moving, and this insulates it from any nails getting to it or the wood rubbing the insulation over time. So that is the knob that holds the wire, and then the tube that holds the wire. Thus, knob and tube wiring. And those wires just run loose.
Tube goes through the members, yes?
Correct. And that, you know, the wires are just loose. They just run through. They're insulated wires, but they just kind of run through the walls and through the ceilings. They're not really protected. You go to hang a picture, or you run a long screw through it, you could grab those wires and then have
oh, like Romex.
Yeah, yes. And then you would actually end up shorting out some wires. The other problem with knob and tube, it's not grounded. So the third prong on your outlet is normally, that's where it's grounded. In knob and tube wiring, you can't have a ground. There is no ground for it. That's really the part that's unsafe, because the breakers can't trip because they don't know that the power's not going where it's supposed to go. So it won't overload a breaker or a fuse as well. So you really need to have a ground. That's really one of the other major issue with knob and tube wiring. So how do we solve this problem? If you've got a whole house and you've taken out one area, but you can't afford to do the whole house or a section of the house, the area that you can get to, you come up and then you put in a GFI outlet. From that GFI outlet, then you can feed that other knob and tube wiring. So if there's any short, if there's any problem in that knob and tube wiring, that GFI is going to trip, because it's going to sense whether or not the electricity that's going out on the hot wire is all coming back on the neutral wire. If it finds any discrepancy in that, then it's going to trip and cause, you know, that circuit to turn off. And that's really the only way to try and make knob and tube wiring safe. So what you do, though, replace it up to that point, put in your GFI, feed your knob and tube wiring, and then as you do a room, you can update that electric and then just keep moving that GFI down that knob and tube circuit until it's all been cleaned up. So that's the way to deal with knob and tube wiring. Go ahead, Rich.
Cool. Well, I think that's where they, like, isn't it? You can use Greenfield, which is flexible conduit, to pull it through.
Yes. Yes.
Like to replace knob and tube. You can use Greenfield, which is flexible conduit, not BX, which is metallic, whatever.
Right.
She just keeps on going.
I know.
Now you got to grab it away from her and turn it off.
No, you know what's happening?
No. Why don't you talk into the mic so that people can hear you?
Okay, I'm trying out different things. I could put little hats on you and stuff. It's very cute.
Oh, good.
Okay, but here's the thing. Ellen, we are on 1590.
That's a help.
1590 AM.
Yes, so we still are on that right now.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Yes.
So knob and tube wiring, we posted a picture of that, and you can see where. she's having fun. So we posted a picture on Facebook that the knob and tube came through, but then they went to go into a box, and they just kind of shoved it into a piece of greenfield, flexible greenfield, and then went into the box. So then when you took down the light from downstairs, it looked okay. But once we cut the floor open, we found out that it wasn't.
Well, that doesn't look like a box. What it was jammed into the back of, it looked like a bezel for a bumper light from a car.
No.
If you look at the back of the box, it actually looked like a light box for a car.
Oh, yeah, no.
What are you doing, Knucklehead?
Well, people are saying, are you still on 1590? Well, here's the interesting thing.
Yes.
We're not.
Oh, we're not?
No. French and Friends is on right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean on the...
The people who are watching us... Okay. The people who are watching us on live are the only ones hearing us right now. So thank you to Thomas and Ellen and whoever else commented. Thank you very much.
It should be. It is live on the air. And the radio part still works. It's the streaming part that got kicked off.
Oh, okay.
And so the streaming part is back up now, though.
So what were we supposed to tell them to do?
Reconnect.
Robert, I'm working on it. Robert, I'm working on what you just said. Isn't she's this just, hysterically fun?
And she's just streaming this Facebook Live thing. I don't know why.
Well, she's got stars around your head and stuff.
Oh,
someone asked if I could give you a full head of hair.
I don't know. What, was that my wife asking to give a full head of hair?
Ron, look in the screen.
Oh, nice. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And give us a call at 847-475-1590, and you'll have a chance to win some great Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
And if you want to go to Facebook Live,
God.
You could check us out on Facebook Live. Because I need more people. I'm trying to get Rich up there.
Oh.
So, if I can get a face on Rich.
So can you put stars around his head?
I'm trying. Okay. All right, talk amongst yourselves.
Talk.
How about if we take
How about if we take a phone call?
Okay.
And let's get the wires out of the way. So at least
good idea.
Now on my new phone, where are you going? It's all the further you can go. Jeez. You're going to knock your water over here too.
Rich, put your face really close.
She said, put your face really close to the camera.
That's all you're getting.
That's all you get right there. No, it's not picking you up.
It won't do it on the screen.
Right.
Yeah. This is radio, so it's not quite working.
Well, those people watching on the Facebook know. All right, let's go to Nick in Sandwich, Illinois, I'm going to assume. Hey, Nick, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on. Oh, wait. Hey, Ben, can you turn them up? Hello? Nick, are you there? I'm not hearing them. They all took off. So hang on, Nick.
This is perfect.
What's perfect? Try talking into a microphone, would you? It works better that way.
I'm having too much fun. Oh, look. Now I could be seen.
Now you can.
But not be seen.
Oh, yeah?
Rich, can you see it?
No.
It's Facebook Live. This is awesome.
Trixie, can you have them turn on the phones, please? Go get Ben. I know I got him. I got Nick up, we're not hearing him. So, there's something needs to be potted up. I don't know.
Something's out of whack.
Me, Robbie's out of whack.
So, I was looking at the City of Chicago website, and it does not appear that it's for contractors. It looks like still self-certification for, it says doesn't say architects, but what was it, designer of record.
Okay.
So, that goes back to that interior designer licensing kind of thing that they were trying to do, but...
All right, cool. All right, hey, Nick, now you're up.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yes, go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
It was a tough finding you guys. I have to listen to you on the stream, and it's working now.
Good.
Too far out for the radio signal, I guess.
Okay.
But
where are you?
Anyway.
Yeah, we're working on all that, and they got some new computers that, I don't know, so I dropped out after a couple hours, but we're working on it.
All good. So I got a question. We're doing, it's a rental. So I'm not trying to put too much into it, and it also has knob and tube wiring too.
Oh,
so it's definitely an interesting home. But we were, my mother-in-law got a wild hair, and she decided we wanted to redo some old linoleum in one of the bathrooms. So we took off the toilet. And everything like that. Now I'm getting ready to put it back together. This all, real quick, this all started on Thursday. And then, thankfully, we have a second bathroom. But then we just got inundated with a head cold and a bout of the body shivers and flu from my wife. So it was just
nice.
Like a perfect timing.
Perfect storm.
Got this toilet still sitting in the tub. and the floor's on. The floor is done. It's nice. I'm getting ready to do the caulk around the edges. And then... For the floor, I'm not going to caulk the toilet. But my question is, I just want to make sure I put that toilet back together right.
Okay.
So I went and got a new wax ring. Is there anything else that I need to replace? Maybe should I replace the supply? Because the supply is actually the old style, or it's real stiff. It's not one of those flexible ones.
It's not a flex.
The old chrome tube is actually the nice stuff, but
yeah.
It's even getting hard to find those because those are like for real plumbers with the tools to bend them properly.
Yeah.
I would just to back you up. Okay, you got the wax ring. I would buy a new Johnny Bolt set, the 3/8 brass. Don't use the cheapy quarter or 5/16. So always use the 3/8 brass. Those are better. And get the long ones so that in case you got to mess with them. And they're very easy to cut off with a hacksaw blade, just loose hacksaw blade. So that's the one thing. And if you've got the water off, I would replace the stop and that supply line.
Yep.
Change the valve.
Change the shutoff valve underneath the toilet at the same time.
And I use all them quarter turns now. I like those.
Yeah.
Oh.
Quarter turn ball valves.
So I should actually take that valve off.
If you want. Right now is the time to
turn the water off to the house. Yeah, because it's a good time to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if it's an old one, if it looks like it's relatively new, then you may not need to worry about it. But if it's as old as the rest of the house, then...
Well, it's not as ancient as the rest of the house. It seems to be probably maybe like 20 years old. I'm just looking for less amounts of extra work that I have to put this thing back together, because now I'm stuck with this toilet in the tub, and it's like, I don't even know where to begin.
Right.
So because the wax ring, I got a kit. I'm hoping I got the right one. It's not just a traditional wax ring. It's like an extra, like, stabilizing wax ring.
Yep.
With the gas.
The thicker
actually,
one
with the rubber gasket actually built into it. Yeah.
Good. Yes. That's the one you want.
Now, it had bolts included with it. But do you think, Rich, I should go out and get some other kinds of bolts?
Yeah, I have bags and bags of those 5/16ths that come with the wax rings. But yeah, the 3/8 bolts are much better to me because I don't know, they got a wider flange, they're stronger. And obviously you don't want to crank it down super tight.
Right.
You know, the idea is to keep it from walking away.
And the thing is that the 3/8 brass is not going to get all rusty and then you're going to have problems taking it apart later. So by using the brass to come in, it'll disassemble next time a lot easier.
And I just run over to Ace or something like that, and I'll have a 3/8 brass.
Of course.
Yep.
The bolt kits, I don't have to buy extra stuff. Okay.
No, it's just a Johnny bolt kit, and it's cheap.
And if it looks like I can get the supply back into the valve and just put it back to normal, is that a safe bet?
Well, you're reusing the same toilet, so you should have no problem dropping that back on there and getting it right connected.
Yep.
Yeah, the only trick was just getting that. It was in the supply was in there pretty good. That was actually the hardest part, to get that thing, that little tube out of there. Other than that, it was pretty simple. So
yeah, the flex ones, the braided flex lines are a lot easier, and you don't have to worry about them leaking as much. So, you know, you could try the old one again if you have a problem. Then I just run out and go grab one of the flex ones and put that on.
Well, you do what I do. If you're going to go buy Johnny bolts, buy the flex, because then you have it.
Yep.
And you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then I have it.
Instead of having to make another emergency trip out.
Yep.
And just find the one that fits the same size as the current one.
Well, yeah, it'll say for toilet flange, I think that's 5/8, and then it'll go to 3/8 or 1/2 inch on your valve side. So
yeah, I measured the supply tube, and it seemed like just shy of 1/2 inch.
Yep.
So that'd be 3/8. So. Yep. Okay.
Yep. You should be square.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Good luck, Nick.
All right. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Oh, great Saturday project.
Bad. All right. Yeah, bye. There we go. Cool. All right. So did you have fun with the Facebook thing there, Robbie?
Oh my gosh. Okay, everybody, go to Mighty House Radio Show. Check out the Facebook Live. I had so much fun. I was zooming in on your belly, making little smiley faces on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So but you know what? It was very informative, that knob and whatever thing.
The knob and tube, yeah.
Yeah,
right,
I have no idea what you were talking about.
You have
about.
No idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, it was absolutely, absolutely informative, that thing you were talking about.
Yeah, no idea.
But they are porcelain. You hear that? Mm-hmm. It's porcelain. So, and then the newer ones are white color, and then the older, you can tell how old it is. If they're brown, then you know that if they're a brown porcelain, then those are really the older ones. It's pretty cool. I like playing around with that stuff. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you learn how to make the farmer's three-way. So, but we won't explain that one.
I don't know what that is. I'm old guy and don't even.
It's how to make a three-way switch to switch a light without using travelers.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's probably a little complicated for radio. So next week you're going to have to explain that to me. That sounds... I've never heard of that, actually.
Yeah, I can draw. You know, the best thing to do is just draw it out, because I've run into it several times years ago, and then I finally drew it out on a paper, and then I could figure out how it worked. So
see, you're obviously you're an electrician. I'm a carpenter, so I can wire a three-way switch, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
A four-way, I have to buy the switch with the diagram on the package. With a four-way, I get lost. You know, and then multiple three or fours, then it's like, the three-way makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
It's a loop.
Right.
But that four-way is where I get kind of messed up. It's like, wait a minute.
But all you're doing is cutting a switch in, you know, you're cutting that four-way into the travelers. And you can just keep dropping them in as many as you want. But you're just splicing it into the travelers. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
And then you got to make sure that when they're off, all the switches are down. And when it's off, all the switches are up. And, you know, that's just me.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand it when you look at a three-way switch and the light is off, but one's up and one's down. I find that extremely irritating. I can't deal with
it. I do too. I go and usually flip them over.
Yeah, I know. And then my daughter yells at me because she has these rental places and I'm going around fixing that three-ways in the hallways and stuff because I can't stand it. She's like, it's a rental. Leave it alone.
Yeah. We don't own it. We just live on the third floor. Leave it alone.
Right. But I can't.
We have like 30 seconds left?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, just want to say real quick.
What'd you say that?
He said 90.
Nine. Okay, so take your time.
Okay. I will talk really slow. Okay, email, one of our regulars said, you know, listening to you guys discuss showering earlier reminds me when I sailed with the Canadian Navy. Our showers were timed, and if we exceeded 90 seconds of water use, we had to work a four-hour watch in the boiler room to make fresh water.
What?
90 seconds, because you had to make fresh water.
Right. Well, didn't the machine do that? Or did they have to stand there and watch it?
I don't know. Then he says, you have limited fresh water on a destroyer at sea. You have fresh water tanks, but quantities are limited, so you had to continuously run an evaporator to desalinate, and purify water to make it potable. Often there was someone standing at the flats outside the shower room monitoring water usage. You could use up to 90 seconds of water to get wet. Then you got all soaked up, and finally you could use another 90 seconds of water to wash off the soap. In other words, if the monitor heard a shower running for more than 9 seconds, he would find out who was doing it. That person would be forced to work an additional 4-hour evaporation watch.
Excellent. Good. All right.
Well
hey,
done.
We'll be back. I think Mr. Novak's in the wings. We'll be back with him right after
she's
this.
Just prepping for hardware store.
There you go.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check him out at MrFloor.com. And, of course, you can always use the promo code WCGO if you're going to go on there and buy their floor cleaning products because that'll get you a healthy discount. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And with that, we have this guy just come screaming through the door. Whoosh!
I know!
Here I come to save the day!
And you know what? I feel like I'm invading their space.
I know!
It's so weird.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm glad you guys are...
What do you mean?
Well, I had to kind of like...
Oh, well...
She's all spread
because
out.
Because Peggy needs to come in and, you know... Stand next to you.
Peggy needs to tell me about the picture that she posted on Facebook about the daffodils coming up. I have everything coming up. My peonies are coming up, too.
Yes.
Your peonies are coming up?
Peonies?
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Well, they'll be fine because they're just those shoots. It takes a long time for a peony to do anything. It's not going to form a bud now. It's just those red stalks that come out.
Yes.
Of it. I didn't look at mine to see if they were coming out of the ground, but you're right. I've got daffodils. I looked in the front. They got buds. They got big, fat buds on them.
What are we doing? What do we do?
You really can't do anything.
Throw leaves on them.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can do. Mulch it. Just throw some. If you
got your
yard
and turn on the air conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have the air conditioning on outside today.
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. It's flurrying right now.
I can see the snow.
Yeah, it is.
There's snow out there.
It's going sideways right now.
It was like 65 2 days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what we get now. This is what Rick DeMaio calls climate variability.
It's, slightly variable. That's okay.
Yeah. But as for the plants, I actually posted something from the Morton Arboretum they sent out the other day, and their advice was what Peggy said. If you can mulch, you know, add a little cover to some stuff that might be coming up. Otherwise, really not a lot you can do. You just have to sort of hope that, well, the good news is now that it's gotten cold again, everything's going to slow way down. So it's just going to go.
Because the ground is pretty warm, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, the ground is warm.
And that's
but,
that
you
heat
know,
doesn't just radiate off fast.
No.
Being that it's just near the end of February. Will the plants kind of go dormant again, or does it just sort of shock them?
No, they won't go dormant again, but their metabolism will slow. And some of the plants haven't started at all. The smart ones didn't start to come up at all.
Right.
But
they looked at the clock.
Native plants know better because they're used to this. They've seen this before. Some of the others are not. And so there's a, you know, what will happen? We don't know. I mean, remember in 2012 mm-hmm. when we had like 8 days of 80 degrees mm-hmm. in March? That wiped out some apple crops. It did some damage. We don't know until this actually finishes because it's frozen today. I went out in the backyard, little containers of water, frozen solid. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, wow, that can't be good. That can't be good for the plants out here. You know, they're getting hammered.
Right. And we lost a lot of just regular trees also during that 12 thing because leaves actually came out and they were starting to leaf and then
right.
froze.
Well,
and
what happens with a tree,
again.
If a tree does that, there's a chance it will try to send out another batch of leaves. But that takes a lot of energy. So, yeah, it's tough on these plants when this happens.
Right. Yeah. So other than just throwing some mulch on them?
That's the best thing you can do in your yard. You know, if you got bulbs coming up, if you got some plants coming up, the best mulch is going to be leaf mulch. But if whatever you got, any organic material.
And you could probably find leaf mulch. I scored 5 huge bags of it this week because
really?
Everybody
Where?
Was out cleaning. From a neighbor who was cleaning
okay.
his yard for spring. I'm
oh,
like,
no.
What are you doing with those leaves? He said, I'm putting them at the curb. I'm like, you want to bring them to my yard?
Yeah.
Sure.
And didn't you say to that neighbor, what are you doing, you moron, you knucklehead?
No, because he carried the 5 bags of leaves to my yard. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My goodness. Yeah, but
well,
yeah, he's leaving.
What do you think he'll figure out, like, in a couple of months when your plants look good and his are all dead because you put his leaves on your plants?
Yeah.
He didn't care.
He wanted to
get all these ugly leaves out from next to his house.
Mm-hmm. And I look at leaves and I go, ugly? No, these are beautiful because I know they're going to break down and they're going to provide nutrients to the soil. So it's a matter of your perspective on that.
Yeah, yeah, but a lot of people just want it to look clean. So,
right. Hey, by the way, I got to give a shout out to my brother in Manistique, Michigan, in the UP.
Over by there?
Over, yep. And he was listening on the stream earlier this morning. He said, hey, I'm getting French and friends.
Uh-huh.
And so he writes to me. And I said, they're working on it. And
right.
then he just wrote back, said, problem solved, Mighty House is streaming right now.
There you go.
Those French
you.
And friends, they're the hardest working guys in radio.
I know. They're on all the time.
24/7.
They're on call, ready to go.
Boom.
You call them and they just throw them on there.
Boom, done.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So do you want to know what's going on in the big
show?
Yeah,
we got about a couple minutes here.
We got the Seed Keeper gals out there in the
lobby.
Oh,
with like the container deals?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And
the container deals?
Yeah.
Nice.
They've got the burlap that you can grow plants in, and they call them girdles. And so they're plant girdles. And you just fill it with soil, and you can plant stuff in it. And then at the end of the season, you just dump it out, and you can clean it, and boom.
Boom, done.
So, but they also, they start their claim to fame is organizing seeds. And Peggy and I were talking about that the other day, about her, yours are really organized, aren't they, Peggy?
Yeah. Let's see, bags, envelopes, old strawberry containers.
Yeah.
There you go.
I keep the original envelope that came in, I fold mm-hmm. it over, throw it in a drawer. So then I just kind of rifle through that drawer looking for stuff that I want to replant.
Yeah.
And then
and why wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I didn't use them all the previous year. So
well, you didn't plant enough Marshall strawberries, apparently.
No, I got plenty of that.
Hey, we're good any gardener, anybody who's grown stuff has seed packets that go back 10, 15 years.
And those are still good,
and,
right?
Yeah, they can be.
Okay.
They're not going to be as viable as the one you bought yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. They find seeds 2,000, 3,000 mm-hmm. years old, and they germinate. So... but, you don't advise it, but, you know, if you want to try an experiment and take a 15-year-old pack of seeds and plant it, you'll probably get
mm-hmm.
some production out
oh,
of
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's weeds.
Exactly.
Yeah, I buy weed seeds so I can throw them into my yard. Also, we're going to be talking about the One Earth Film Festival, the 6th annual, which is coming up. All over the Chicago area. We're going to be interviewing a couple of the directors. And so if you want to get involved in some good environmental films. That starts on the 3rd of March.
And where is that?
All over. I mean, you got it. You got to check their website, which is oneearthfilmfest.org, and you can go all over the area.
Oh, a bunch of different theaters.
Right.
Yeah.
Be exactly.
Different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Universities, theaters, community organizations.
Excellent. Cool.
Nice.
Well, all right. Have a good show, guys. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. You can find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. The conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you're looking for our show sponsors, just go to MightyHouse.net, click on the Mighty House team page. You'll find a lot of great companies there to help you out. Next week, we're going to have Kevin Talley on. He's from America First Mortgage. He's got a unique mortgage system here that Robbie's going to be very interested in. So you want to stay tuned for that. And he'll be in studio. Rich will be also in studio next week.
Woo-hoo! First time.
All right. And we're going to take a trip down the street. We're going to do Rich is going to do a walking on the street, man on the street live on Facebook and on the radio. So we'll see how that goes. And, of course, we have a tip of the week.
That out.
Clutter Clarity. And in between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Thanks to Aaron and Igor for Mr. Floor. We appreciate your time. Go to MrFloor.com for more information. For Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday!
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.